Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. GM's embattled autonomous vehicle division Cruise recently had its operating permits pulled over safety concerns in California and subsequently halted driverless autonomous operations everywhere. Several new reports have highlighted other issues with the company, including problems with the number of times human operators must remotely take control of vehicles seemingly every 4 to 5 miles of operation. A bigger concern is the fact that Cruise has problems recognizing children. In a statement to The Intercept, Cruise admitted that its vehicles sometimes temporarily lost track of children by the side of the road during simulation testing. It added that the problem was fixed and only seen in testing and not on public streets. The California DMV has provided Cruise with the steps needed to reinstate suspended permits, which it will not approve until requirements are fully met to the department's satisfaction. As a result of the Biden administration's $53 billion CHIPS Act, Intel is the leading candidate to potentially receive $3 to $4 billion of those dollars set aside to create secure facilities producing microchips for U.S. military and intelligence applications. The facilities have yet to be named, but the Intel plants being constructed in Arizona and Ohio are strong contenders to be designated as secure enclaves, with the goal of reducing the U.S. military's dependence on chips imported from East Asia, particularly Taiwan, which some say is vulnerable to Chinese invasion. An overhaul of X's API access requirements has caused researchers to cancel, suspend, or change more than 100 studies about X because free academic access to 10 million tweets per month via the API has ended. Researchers told Reuters restrictions on critical methods of gathering data have suppressed the ability to untangle the origin and spread of false information during real-time events such as Hamas's attack on Israel and the Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Researchers also fear being sued by X over findings, as was the Center for Countering Digital Hate after it published critical reports about the platform's content moderation in July. Google announced new AI features coming to YouTube this week. Premium subscribers will soon be able to opt into AI-generated comment summaries and a chatbot that answers questions about what is being watched. Premium subscribers can now opt into the comment summarizer on YouTube's experiments page, although subscribers won't see topics for all videos. The conversational AI tool is only available now to a small number of people on a subset of videos, but YouTube Premium subscribers with Android devices will soon be able to try it in the coming weeks. According to people familiar with the matter, Baidu has ordered artificial intelligence chips from Huawei, shifting away from NVIDIA, indicating that U.S. pressure is prompting Chinese acceptance of the firm's products as an alternative. Baidu ordered 1,600 of Huawei Technologies 910B Ascend AI chips, which the Chinese firm developed as an alternative to NVIDIA's A100 chip for 200 servers. At the start of October, Meta extended its machine learning expertise to its advertising efforts with an experimental set of generative AI tools that can perform tasks like generating backgrounds, adjusting images, and creating captions for an advertiser's video content. Reuters is reporting, however, that Meta will specifically not make these tools available to political marketers ahead of what is expected to be a brutal and divisive national election cycle. Meta's barring of the use of the generative AI tools is in line with standards, but the company has not publicly announced its plans as of yet. Office sharing company WeWork, once valued at $47 billion, has filed for bankruptcy in New Jersey federal court Monday, saying that it had entered into agreements with the vast majority of its secured note holders and that it intended to trim non-operational leases. The bankruptcy is limited to locations in the U.S. and Canada with reported liabilities of $10 to $50 billion. Like Microsoft and Blizzard did earlier this year, Sony is dropping X integration from its PlayStation console starting next Monday, November 13th. This includes the ability to view any content published on X on PS5 or PS4 devices and the ability to post and view content, trophies, and other gameplay-related activities on X directly from PS5s or PS4s. Sony has offered no reason for the imminent removal of X integration, but X's new API guidelines could cost Sony as much as $42,000 per month to keep the status quo. And finally, following massive employee complaints after announcing last week that Xbox Game Pass Ultimate benefits would be stripped from most of Microsoft's 238,000 employees in January, the company has reversed its decision. Xbox Chief Phil Spencer said, "After looking into this more with the team, I just want to confirm that no change will be made to Game Pass availability in 2024. If you have access to Game Pass offer today, you will continue to have access. I appreciate the time to get up to speed and sorry for the questions and confusion created. And thanks for supporting Xbox." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.